Chapter 13. Bradshaw makes a call. Soon after Burr's meeting with Palfrey, a message came from Strelsky that Jonathan was on the Pasha.
"He's alive," Burr thought as he drove through the rain towards Sir Anthony Bradshaw's house in Newbury.
"Jonathan hasn't been killed yet because he hasn't told Roper what he wants to know. Roper doesn't know how much Jonathan has told us. He wants to know if he might be arrested and how much Flagship can protect him."
"Tell them everything," he told Jonathan in his mind. "Tell them and then save yourself, because the enemy's not out there. He's here. He's us."
Burr was getting near to Newbury. He drove up a hill and along a road with tall trees on each side. He thought of Rook and Palfrey sitting in his office waiting for the phone to ring, and he almost smiled. He continued up a long road until he reached a huge house that only had lights in its bottom windows. He took his suitcase and walked up the steps to where Sir Anthony Bradshaw was waiting for him.
"That you, Burr?" Bradshaw called.
"Yes." They went into the house. "Geoffrey Darker's been arrested," said Burr immediately.
Bradshaw smiled.
"What rubbish. Who arrested him?"
"They're going to arrest Palfrey next," Burr said. "And then you. We've got Roper too. The police are waiting for his boat to reach land. Rex Goodhue has won this time, Sir Anthony. He's a clever man."
"I don't believe you. I'm going to call Geoffrey at home."
Bradshaw picked up the phone.
"I want Geoffrey Darker, please,"
he said after a few seconds.
"Sir Anthony Bradshaw would like to speak to him."
But Burr knew the call had gone to his own office instead, where Rook and Palfrey were waiting by the phone. Bradshaw's face went white as he heard Rook's answer.
"You're what?" Bradshaw shouted. "A policeman? Where is Geoffrey?"
Next, Bradshaw tried phoning the number for Darker's office. This time, Harry Palfrey answered.
"What do you mean he's not there, Harry?" Bradshaw shouted.
And Burr knew Palfrey's reply because he and Rook had told him what to say.
"Anthony, get off the phone. Burr and his team have got Geoffrey. The police are here."
Bradshaw put down the phone and his mouth fell open. Burr opened his suitcase and took out the signed letters marked Flagship, which he had written earlier. Bradshaw read them through, his face getting whiter and whiter.
"It's a strange life, isn't it?" Burr said. "You work and work and nobody wants to know about it. Then suddenly you get a call saying, 'Hey, Leonard, why don't you get yourself some hungry young policemen and go and arrest that man, Geoffrey Darker?' Whitehall is getting too dirty. We want men like him and Anthony Bradshaw to be put in prison. Let the world see what they've done."
"Come on," said Bradshaw. "There's no need to arrest me. I'm sure we can do a deal."
Burr smiled.
"Yes, we can," he said. "And if you agree to my deal, we won't arrest you this time. I want you to call the Pasha and speak to our friend Mr. Roper."
"What do you want me to say to him?" asked Bradshaw.
"I want you to tell him that we know what's happening and we are following the Lombardi and the Horacio Enriquez with interest. Tell him that he'll be arrested when his boat reaches land, unless he gives us Pine and Jed. If he agrees, I'll leave him this time. I'll let his ships go where they're going. Darker and Palfrey, They're all going to prison. But not him. And not you. But tell Roper that after this, I'll follow him forever to the ends of the earth.